You're tuned in to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast. I'm your host, Lenore. For first-time listeners, hello, and this is the place where we help educate and build influence while making an impact on many lives. So remember to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast. Before we get started, first, quick shout-out to all of the armed forces. Thanks for being so courageous and risking your lives for a better future, and for us specifically. And as we know, many veterans don't really like to talk about the war or whichever war or battle and or wherever they were deployed. But learning about our history, especially our country's history, is very important because it allows us to understand our past and how it affected our present day. As the years go on, those historical moments could fade away, and sometimes those stories were never even told to begin with. But our guest today is not letting us forget about his father's story during World War II. So after retiring from Vision Service Plan, VSP, for a 36-year career, Steve Snyder set out to learn more about the World War II experiences of his father, pilot Howard Schneider, and the crew of the B-17 Susan Ruth. 4.5 years later, of dedicated research, it resulted in a book called Shot Down, which received 25 book awards. Steve is a member of numerous World War II organizations and attends air shows around the country educating others on our history. Steve Snyder, welcome to the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, what really sparked your curiosity into digging into the history of World War II and your father's experiences?
Well, I've always been interested in World War II since I was a little kid. And growing up, I knew the basics of my dad's World War II history. But it wasn't until I retired in 2009 that I had the time to really delve into his history in more detail. At that time, I had no intention of writing a book. But the more I learned, the more fascinated I became. And 3 years into my research, I just came to the conclusion that the story of my dad and his crew was so unique and so compelling that it needed to be told. People needed to know about it. And so I decided to write a book.
How did you start your research? Did your dad leave stuff behind for you, or did you have to kind of like do a little crime thing and match everything up?
Well, my parents had kept a lot of material from the war years, and there were two items that were really significant. One was a diary that my dad wrote while he was missing in action about his plane being shot down. That's absolutely riveting, which is I put in the book. And the other were all the letters that my dad wrote to my mother while he was stationed in Europe before he got shot down. And my dad was really candid in those letters. He went into detail about what bombing missions were like, what life was like on the air base, what life was like in England and London at the time, escapades of him and his crew. And reading those are just fascinating. And that just put me on a journey that didn't stop. I started reading book after book about the air war over Europe. I went on the internet and spent countless hours downloading declassified military documents. I went on a quest to find relatives of all my dad's crew. B-17 had a 10-man crew, and asking them for any information, pictures, articles, newspaper clippings, letters that they could send to me. So it was an exhaustive research, but I probably wouldn't have written the book if it wasn't for two Belgium gentlemen who were young boys during the war and greatly affected by it. And later in life, they became local historians and they interviewed all these Belgian people and members of the Belgium underground about events that took place involving my dad and his crew. And they documented their testimony and they gave me unbelievably detailed information that would have been lost forever without their dedicated research. So I owe them a huge debt.
Now, when you were doing all this research, did you go through any obstacles where people did not want to disclose any of that information to you or share their own stories with you?
No, not really at all. I was so fortunate and blessed to have so much information. You know, most people know little about their World War II vet, whether it's a son or a daughter or a cousin or an uncle, because the veterans just never talked about it. But I had all this information from my dad and other members of the crew who survived. Of his 10-man crew, 5 came back and 5 did not. And then all that information from the Belgian people. The only time I guess I had a question is when I found the German Luftwaffe pilot that shot down my dad's plane and interviewed him for the book.
How did that go?
That was fast, and I get chills just talking about it right now. Fortunately for me, he became a translator after the war and speaks perfect English. In fact, he's the only person from the shot down story who's still living. Hans Berger's his name. He lives in Munich, Germany. He's 96 years old. And when I was interviewing for the book, I was just bombarding him with all these questions. And at one point, he goes, "Steve, you know, really, I really don't know you, and you're asking me all these personal questions." But I built his trust up, and so we developed a good friendship. But no, I really didn't have any obstacles at all in getting information and doing my research.
That's awesome, because like you said before, I know many vets really don't want to really talk about their experiences and that. So how is it like for you when like your dad was home and growing up?
Well, like most World War II veterans, he didn't talk about the war very much. I just knew the basics, like I mentioned. It wasn't until 1989 when a memorial was built in the little village of Mackenwas, Belgium, where his plane came down. That the memorial was erected. My dad and the other three members of the crew went over for the dedication of the memorial. And there he was reunited with all these Belgian people that hit him during the war, revisited all these places where he was hidden. And that brought it all back, and he started talking about it after that. And then my first trip to Belgium, I've been there six times, was in 1994, 5 years later, for the 50th anniversary of the liberation of Belgium and of my dad's plane being shot down. And that's when it became first personal for me, because I saw all these places firsthand, was actually able to meet a couple of his helpers before they passed away.
So the book is called Shot Down, and it can be purchased at stevesnyderauthor.com. Now, how did your family feel about you writing your father's story, though?
Oh, they thought it was wonderful, and I mean, most people couldn't believe it. You know, I had a 40-year career in sales and sales management, and all of a sudden, I start writing a book, and then I tell people I wrote this book, and they're going, "What? You know, you wrote a book?" But they were very excited about it, and they learned more about either their dad, their uncle, or you know what relationship it was. And it's had pretty good success. It's just unfortunate that my dad wasn't around to witness all that's taken place and have his story told. But the book's just not about my dad, but it's about what happened to each member of the crew, because something different happened to each guy. And it's also about all those courageous Belgian people that risked their lives trying to help them after they were shot down and bailed out of their plane.
Now, what did you learn from writing this book? What did you walk away with?
Oh, just when I started writing the book at first, very initially, I thought, well, it was going to be about my dad, but very quickly I realized it wasn't just about my dad. It was about each member of his crew. It was about really all the men who fought in the 8th Air Force and the air war over Europe, and really all the men and women who served during World War II. So just a greater appreciation for the sacrifice and dedication and courage and bravery that they showed to give their lives and to fight to preserve the freedoms that we enjoy today.
No, that's actually really awesome. I don't even know how to like go after that. But what advice do you have for other family members who may be dealing with their own family members or lost ones that are overseas right now?
Oh gosh, that's a big question. To break it down into categories, I guess. You know, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of people don't know about their vet who fought in World War II. But there's a lot of information that's available out there now that wasn't a few years ago. The internet's incredible, and there's all these websites and Facebook pages that have members that know a great deal that can provide information and background and history and pictures for people. So it's not as hard as people might think it might be. You know, for those that are serving today, it's we have to thank all the men and women who serve the military forces, because I mean it's a voluntary army today, and there's no quote unquote world war going on today. So the call isn't there, but still to go in and defend their country and to keep us safe. You know, I can't thank them enough. As one, I live in Seal Beach, Southern California, and there's a naval weapons station right next door. And every morning at 8 o'clock, they have reveille and they play the national anthem, which is a great thing. And kind of everyone in the area, you know, kind of inspires them and lets them know and helps them remember, you know, what took place so many years ago.
And what an incredible alarm clock, too. 8 o'clock in the morning, listening to that. It's like, okay, let's start my day. We started it out good. Let's keep going. Let's keep the pace up.
Yeah, and then they have retreat at 8 o'clock at night where they have these bugle calls. Oh, it's pretty cool.
So it's fine. You know exactly when to wake up and when to, okay, maybe I guess it's okay if I go to bed now. It's a little later. It's okay. Now, thank you, one, for not just writing this book, but for really educating and keeping history alive. So how important is the education on history for you?
Oh, well, really, since I wrote the book, it's totally changed my life. You know, I retired, was just taking it easy. And since I wrote this book, I travel all over the United States, not this year with the coronavirus, but and usually all over the United States attending air shows, signing copies of my book. And I do a lot of speaking, make PowerPoint presentations to all sorts of different types of groups. And it's really my mission to remember, honor, and educate, to remember the air war over Europe, to honor the men who fought it, and to educate the public about it. Because World War II ended 75 years ago, and it's fading in people's memory, and we just cannot let that happen. The brave young men who fought and died for freedom, you know, we just can never forget their sacrifice. It's our duty to remember. And a lot of the younger generations today, they really have no concept of, you know, what took place back then, because we really don't teach it much in schools anymore. And they don't realize that all the freedoms that they enjoy today are because men sacrificed, fought, and died to preserve those freedoms. And a lot of people just take it for granted that, you know, we have these freedoms to protest or do whatever we want to. And if we had lost the war and we lived in Nazi United States, there would be no freedoms at all.
No, Dad, I don't even want to think about it. So thank you to your dad and everybody else who fought at that time to, like you said, build a better future for you, his kids, and everybody else that's listening right now.
Yeah, because, you know, if you go over to Europe, the countries that were occupied by the Nazis during the war, the Netherlands, France, Belgium, I mean, those people lived during occupation and oppression, and they have a great appreciation, much more than people in the U.S., because they endured the hardships and the atrocities. So they realize the price of freedom and how important those freedoms are.
Now, is there any other message that you want your readers to walk away from after reading your book, Shot Down?
No, not really. The one thing I guess I personally got from the book too was just I got a better appreciation for the bravery and courage of my father. After being shot down, he was missing in action for 7 months, but he evaded capture. For several months, he was hidden by members of the Belgium underground, but then he got tired of hiding and he decided to join the French resistance and fight against the Germans, which was unbelievably brave because he could have died fighting against the Germans, attacking these convoys, or if the Germans had captured him, he would have been shot on the spot as a terrorist. So. Yeah. It took a lot of guts for him, and I don't know how many people, I doubt if I could have done it, would have decided to get back in the fight and risk his life, but he thought it was his duty to continue fighting. So I had a much greater appreciation for my dad's character.
And he came home to you, your siblings, and your mom as well. So that, to me, is a happy ending.
Very.
Okay, so I need to know. Around one, I think your book should be a movie. So if anybody picks it up, like, hey, I want to come watch it. Two, who would you like to play your dad if your book was made into a movie?
Okay, well, a lot of people say it should be made into a movie. I think it'd be actually better as a miniseries, because okay. There's so many storylines, it'd be hard to try to capture anything in just a two-hour movie. But if it was made in the movie, into a movie, the absolutely dream come true would be my youngest son, Clayton Snyder, to play his grandfather in the movie. He's done a lot of acting. If you ever watched the show Lizzie McGuire.
Wait, stop, hold on.
Years ago, he played Ethan Kraft.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. You can continue going. I'm all for it. Is there a petition? Because I'll sign it.
Actually, my son was a film major too, Clayton, in college. And we recently produced a 13-minute documentary short that we've entered into a number of film festivals. And it's got accepted into, let's see, I think 12 now. And in the five it's shown, it's won four awards. So, you know, we kind of worked on that. He's kind of more gotten into real estate now, but he still mm-hmm. does acting.
I'll take it. I'll take him out of the housing markets. Go straight to Hollywood or wherever you want to film this, and I'll just, you know, be in the back watching. No big deal. Yeah, I invited
I think
myself.
You attract, you know, the younger female audience. since he, you know, he had a pretty big following when he was Ethan Kraft.
I may or may not have had a picture of him in my room, but that's just besides the point. don't tell him that. I don't want it to look creepy, okay? Well, thank you so much for joining us, Steve. The book, Shot Down, definitely have to go check that out. SteveSchneiderAuthor.com. And you can purchase it there. If you'd like to reach out to Steve, you can email him, Steve@SteveSchneiderAuthor.com. That's StevSchneiderAuthor.com. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today and keeping, you know, your father's story alive and educating the rest of the future generations.
It's our duty to remember, and I thank you very much, Lenore, for having me on your show.
I'm Lenore, your host of the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast. Again, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. It's right below wherever you may be listening to your podcast these days. And we'll see you next time back for another episode of the Brand Ambassador Select Podcast.